Shalom aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a schus from our Hannah Miriam Bas Chana. She should be zoche to a refu shleima and bracha v'atzlacha v'chamase yadeha. And for Shmuel ben Yamin, Mentishna Rachaleya, and David Shukwa Ala ben Rachel, and Yisrael Tzadok ben Shalamis, they should all have bracha v'atzlacha v'chamase yadeha, them and their whole families. We are basing this shir on a Shabbos Hagadol drasha given by Mori V'Rabbi Shlita, the Talmud Rebbe, in the year Tavshin Ein Gimel, last year, Advarim Niflaim. It says in the Mechaber, in Shulchan Aruch, in Siman Tav Ein Hei, that if a person eats a kezayis, and he's a shelter when he eats the kezayis, and then he's healed, after he's healed from his shtus, he has to eat another kezayis, because the first kezayis he ate b'shas p'tur. If he's a shelter, he's pater min ha-mitzvahs. So he has to eat another kezayis after he's healed from his shtus, from being a shelter. The Shaar HaTzion in Sif Katan Lamites says, "L'fisha osachi l'haisa b'shasha pater min ha-mitzvah mikol ha-mitzvahs." That eating was done when he was pater from all the mitzvahs, and he was a shelter, was pater from mitzvahs. La'afukei shomer avedo m'shamer meis aftu gam kein pater az mikol ha-mitzvahs. But the Shaar HaTzion is mechadesh that if a person is a shomer aveda who is pater from other mitzvahs because he's busy guarding the aveda, he's guarding the mace, and he's osek min ha-mitzvah, pater min ha-mitzvah, so even though he's pater, if he ate matzah at that time, he is still yotzei the mitzvah because he's chayev, says the Shaar HaTzion. In general, he's called an ish. Just in that particular moment, the Torah wasn't mechayiv because he's also a mitzvah cheres. But since, in principle, he is chayiv in mitzvahs, and not, he's not a shelter, he's pater mikol ha-mitzvahs, if he eats the matzah, he's yotzei. The only thing is, says the Shaar HaTzion, I'm not sure if he should make a bracha or not. Because how can you say a sherek edeshanu mitzvot sevitzivanu if you're not mitzuveh? Ad kan dvarav. So, there's a number of points to discuss in this Shaar HaTzion. First of all, there's a Ramah in Hilchos Shofar and Arachaim, Tavkuf Peites, that on the Psak of the Mechaber, that even though women are Pater Mimitzvahs Shofar, they can still blow. And also somebody who already was Yotzeh can blow on their behalf. But they don't make a bracha, and you don't make a bracha for them. The Ramah says, but our minhag is that women do make a bracha, and amid seishes man grama, they can make the bracha for themselves. So even though the Mechaber says that they don't make a bracha, like the Mishnah Berurah says, because how can they say v'tzivanu? Nevertheless, the Ramah says that they can make a bracha, even though they're not chayiv at all. Now, since the Shaar HaTzion paskin that a osek b'mitzvah, if he ate matzah, is mekayim a mitzvah sachil midoraisa, because he's a gavra bar chiyuva, so he should definitely be able to make a bracha, because he's no worse than a woman who is p'tur legamre. A woman's not a bar chiyuva klal and kia shofar, and nevertheless she makes a bracha. We're not worried about the vitzivanu, since their minhag is to be makai mitzvah shofar, they can say vitzivanu. So certainly somebody who is a bar chiyuva and he just pater at this moment because of osek mitzvah can also say v'tzivanu. And in Taka there's a Marach or Zeruah and Kuf Pei Gimel who writes explicitly gabei osek mitzvah pater min ha-mitzvah, that if he's mekayim the mitzvah he can say asher kedeshanu mitzvah v'tzivanu. So our first kasha in the Shaar HaTzion is from a Ramah who says that women can make a bracha and kiyah shofar. So if a woman can make a bracha and she's not a bar chiyuv at all, so why can a person who eats matzah when he's pater min ha-mitzvah because he's also a good mitzvah, why can he not make a bracha? Why is there a suffix whether he makes a bracha? He should certainly be able to make a bracha. It's a bracha yuva. Li'idach gisa, we can ask Akasha and the Shaar HaTzion from the Ramah Paskins and Arachaim Tov Reish Lamed Tesiv Zayin in the name of that Agos Mordechi, that if you're pater from sukkah and you're not yotzei, if you're pater kol ha-pater min ha-sukkah v'eino yotzei misham, if you just sit in the sukkah, even though you're pater, you're not getting any schar, you're a hedyot. The Mishnah Berurah says, So if it's raining and a person insists on going into the sukkah and he makes a leishev, it's a bracha levatala. Rama says, if you're putter and you do it, you're a hedyot. So there's no bracha to be made over here. Memela, we can say the same thing by the matzah case. If a person's osek b'mitzvah, since he's putter, then like the Mishnah Berurah says, he shouldn't make a bracha. Just like the Mishnah Berurah says that you don't make a bracha when you're putter from sukkah, you also shouldn't make a bracha when you're putter from matzah. So that's Lidach Gisa. First we had a raya that he should make a bracha. Now I have a raya that he shouldn't make a bracha. We can also be Tamea and the Sharat Siyun based on our famous Ritva and Sukkah, who says a chiddush that the moment you're osek b'mitzvah, it's usur to do a second mitzvah. It's usur. So if that's the case, why is it so pasha to the Mishnah Berurah, to the Sharat Siyun, same person, that when you eat matzah, when you're osek in another mitzvah, when you're a shomer aveda, when you're a mishamer esameis, why is it so pasha to him that you're makayim a mitzvah, and that you don't have to eat matzah again after you're finished with your mitzvah? Based on the ritva, it's usur to eat matzah at that time. And memela, you're not makayim the mitzvah and you have to eat again. So why is it so pasha to the Mishnah Berurah, not like that? That you are yotzei the mitzvah. Ritva says that it's usur to do the mitzvah, so of course you have to eat again. The Har Tzvi in Sukkah Chaf Hamad Beis discusses this. In the Ritva itself we can discuss. It says in the Gemara, Omar Rava, Matzah Bizman Azeda, Raisu Mara de Rabbanan. According to Rava, Matzah Bizman Azeda, Raisu Mara de Rabbanan, Vacha Bar Yankiv says they're both de Rabbanan. So the Kuli Alma Mara is de Rabbanan, Matzah is a Machlokes. So even though we paskin like Rava that Matzah Bizman Azeda, Raisa, nevertheless we find the Machlokes in the Gemara about matzah. Now there's one mitzvah, Leila said that L'kuli Alma is Doraisa, and that's the mitzvah of Sibri Tis Mitzrayim. Sibri Tis Mitzrayim has no shir lamala. The more you do it, the more you makayim a mitzvah. Call Marbala Sibri Tis Mitzrayim raise a mishubach. Like those Tanoim, we would sit all night, talk about Yitzis Mitzrayim, Achigi Kriyas Man Kriyas Mashal Shachris. So how are Jews on Leil Seder putting aside Sibri Tis Mitzrayim? And the Rekayim, Matzah, Mara, and Korich. And even if you hold that those other mitzvahs are on the same darga as Sibri Yetzias Mitzrayim, but you're first Osek in Sibri Yetzias Mitzrayim. So Memela, you're putter from all the other mitzvahs. You're not allowed to do the other mitzvahs. Since Moridika, how is Klai Yisrael doing, according to the Ritva, how are you doing other mitzvahs on Leil Seder after your Sibri Yetzias Mitzrayim? You're Osek in Sibri Yetzias Mitzrayim. Kol Amar Bereiz Meshuvach. So how are you stopping in the middle to do Mara, Korich, Matzah? Lidach Gisa, we can ask, why did the Sharat Siyun prove his halacha that Osek b'mitzvah, if you're Mekayim b'mitzvah, you're Yotzei from the Minhag Yisrael? That we taka do stop our Sibri Yetzias Mitzrayim to do those other mitzvahs and we're Yotzei. Not like the Ritva. But the MS, we can say it's not a kasha. Because Chazal said that when do you do this mitzvah? B'shal sheish matzah mor menachem lefanecha. When do you do Sibri Yetzias Mitzrayim? When you have the matzah mor in front of you. In other words, matzah and mor are part of the Sibri Yetzias Mitzrayim. So based on this, we can say a chiddush pele that since matzah and maror are part of Sibri Yetzias Mitzrayim, when the Gemara says that maror the Zman says the Rabbanan, we only mean the maror aspect of maror, but the Sibri Yetzias Mitzrayim aspect of maror, that is part and parcel of Sibri Yetzias Mitzrayim, that's Doraisa. And if that's the case, somebody who's misupik whether or not he ate Mara is going to have to eat Mara again. Not midin the Maror, because that's only Dirabban and Safik Dirabban and Lakula, but midin the Doraisa, the secret Tzias Mitzrayim aspect of Maror. Which is definitely Doraisa. Chiddush Pella or not? Mashu, Rabbi say. Another Chiddush Pella we have in this Svasem is Pesach Tafresh Mem. This Maisa and Bnei Brak, they were Mesabri Tzias Mitzrayim, wasn't on Lel Pesach. Otherwise, what's the Chiddush? Pshita. Of course they were Mesabri Tzias Mitzrayim. What else are they doing? So the Chiddush would be that there was a different night of the year. Continues this Vasemes. It's true that Osek b'mitzvah is patur min ha-mitzvah, and therefore, since they were so Osek in Yitzius Mitzrayim, they were patur from matzah and maror, because Osek b'mitzvah patur min ha-mitzvah. And if that's the case, then we have a big chiddush. So what these Tanoim did, they didn't do anything wrong. They forgot to eat through the sipur. Not only forget, b'shegam osik b'mitzvah patur min ha-mitzvah. Osek min ha-mitzvah is patur min ha-mitzvah, so they could be misaper. If they want, they could be misaper. Yitzis Mitzrayim kolosu alayva. And not only that, but matzah is machlokas if it's doraisa, secret seed. So I'm certainly doraisa. So we have two chedushim of the Sfas Emes. We have one chedush of the Sfas Emes that it was a different night of the year. And the second chiddush, no, it was Lel Pesach, but they were Osek in the Sipur and they didn't do the other mitzvahs. And it's not like the Svar that we said before. Before we said the Svar that it's Pashit that you do stop. And the fact that we stop would be a raya for the Sharat Siyun, because the Sharat Siyun says that when you're Osek b'mitzvah b'shabbat Shemiras Aveda, then you stop the Shemiras Aveda. You eat matzah, you're yotze. Just like you stop eating sipur yitzias mitzrayim and you're yotze. But this Vasema says that you don't have to stop sipur yitzias mitzrayim. According to the Ritva, l'chor would be usher to stop sipur yitzias mitzrayim. Very, very interesting. A lot of food for thought, if I may use a pun which is now intended. And based on this, the first teretz of this Vasemes, we can explain the Maisa that were there Mesabri Tzias Mitzrayim Kolos So Alayla, the famous Kashan Achron and Maritz Chis and Sanhedrin and others. How did Rabbi Eliezer go to Bnei Brak? Rabbi Eliezer says, Meshabech and Yisat Slan, and I praise those lazy people that don't leave their house in the regel. What was he doing outside of his house? According to the Vasemes, it's Gevaldik. He didn't leave his house in Lud in the regel. When was he in Bnei Brak? A different night of the year. It wasn't Yontif. The Darkenu Lamadnu that the mitzvahs on Leil Seder B'Shoshim Yishmatzim Rom Menachem Lefanecha are all included in Sipur Yitzius Mitzrayim, and the Arbakosis and everything else, that's all part of the Sipur. And Mimela, that explains why we stop, obviously, because it's not stopping the mitzvah Sipur Yitzayim. It's all part and parcel of Sipur Yitzayim Mitzrayim. And if that's the case, then we have to do extra special hachanas for Sipur Yitzayim Mitzrayim. This mitzvah is kolal all the mitzvahs halayla. And we have to remember the big yisod in the Gemara, Psachim Kuftes, Choytfin Matzah Lele Psachim, Mishvil Tinoko Shlo Yishnu. The Rashbam says, what does it mean, Choytfin Matzah? Oichlin Maher. Vizeh Alosh Anikr. That you eat it fast. Even to eat the matzah fast, just so that you get to the seaport already. You want to get to the seaport to tell the kids, Ba'ava, Ba'achva, Ba'chiba, without kas. We have a beautiful shtickle in the Oiv Yisrael, Me'apta. Abderuv, who says that all year long, when you tell your kid Yitzias Mitzrayim, it might not go into his ears. All year long, it's not the most auspicious time. But Bavurze b'shosh matzah mora munachem lefanecha, b'leil Pesach she'oz miskalin ha'aretz hamochen asher romzin lezeh matzav amara. So on this night, where there's this great mochen in the world, this great seichel that we have the emes and emunah in our seichel that all Jewish people have, all the seed of Israel, and then it's going to go into your son's ears. Hashem came the rest of the year. It's darkness in the world; he might not hear you. Amen. The Abda Rav concludes. We should be zeiche. So this is the night. This is the night to instill their children with Emuna. HaKadosh Baruch Hu and his Nisan. And therefore we have to be Mizbonei in Bahachon, we the Skoinei in Bahachon Arabo. And no matter what happens, not to get angry on this night, not to lose a Yishev Adas, and to be Misapi Tzius Mitzrayim, Be'avo, Be'simcha, in order that our children should take it with them for all the days of their lives. Amen v'amen. Shalom, shalom, sweetest friends, and thank you for joining me for this beautiful shir. Shalom, shalom.